Bernard de Montreal. Preparatory communication number 7. The Bermuda Triangle. On the Bermuda Triangle and the dangers that threaten humanity, unconscious of the technical operations that take place in this and other similar regions of the globe. The Bermuda Triangle today is a place that fascinates a growing number of people and is not under the semi-conscious scrutiny of scientific organizations and governments. The Bermuda Triangle is a place chosen by extraterrestrial species to penetrate Earth and to keep it under surveillance Earth. This triangle, as well as other places on the planet, represents for these civilizations an ideal place where they can work without being discovered and to be in total safety. The Bermuda Triangle has long been used to recognize the planet's evolutionary activities. Today, it has become a place where very advanced in cosmic technology species are preparing to intervene at an opportune time. If man were, out of ignorance, to trigger a world conflict. The Bermuda Triangle is a very secret place because those who enter it have means that are not found on our planet. That is, they have the power to penetrate under the layers of the ocean and to lodge in places located at relatively deep depths, away from military surveillance. These beings intend, eventually, to make themselves known to man. But they have no intention of giving mankind a technical science that could possibly compete with their own. These advanced species do not have a sense of generosity for mankind. On the other hand, they are forced, by cosmic laws, not to interfere with human evolution. If man does not endanger the planet, and if he has no long-range military intention, these beings remain relatively inconsequential to mankind. But if, for whatever reason, there were to be an encounter between these beings and humanity, the shock would be so great that civilization as we know it today would be totally affected. And indeed, that is what will happen in the coming years. Time is not very far away. But for man, time is still far enough away. Extraterrestrial beings have been evolving very differently from us for a very long time. Their incursions into our atmosphere testify to a very advanced technological science that today belongs to our science fiction. The mental power that they possess also serves them to compete with man without mixing with its population. These extraterrestrial beings have already experienced, during their evolution, conflicts of all kinds. But today they have come to live a lasting peace given the high level of science they have reached. But they do not take a positive view of the technical and scientific evolution of man, because they know that man is still very primitive in his habits and feelings. They know that man is a warrior and that he must, at certain times in his life, resolve his conflicts through war. However, for them, the art of war is outdated, and realizing the scientific potential of the present humanity, they are obliged to neutralize, eventually, these human planetary efforts in order not to allow man to one day transport these devices of misfortune into space. These extraterrestrial beings do not have any feelings for man. Their attitude towards man is almost condescending. And only the informed man can realize that he has nothing to gain from his contact with extraterrestrials. However, man must also understand that among those species that make here and there incursions into the atmosphere of our planet, there are some that have evolutionary links with man, and that it is these very spiritually advanced species, cosmically, that will one day meet the men of the new race. And it is these species that will help man and enable him to understand the vast mysteries of the political organization of the local universe. This is why when people talk about UFOs, aliens, or extraterrestrial species, they must consider that there are two currents of humanity that are interested in mankind. On the one hand, there are those species that are only condescending to man because they consider him primitive and barbaric, and on the other hand, there are those other species that have a very great affinity for man. Because already, these species have belonged individually to the evolution of the planet Earth. When man has grasped the subtlety of the differences and nuances between the species of the galaxy, he will be in a better position to understand the hidden motivations of these peoples. Just because advanced species come from the cosmos does not mean that we humans should consider them superior to us. That they are technically superior to us, that's normal. But this technical superiority has nothing to do with the mental power of the transmuted man. The transmuted man is automatically in the light, and the power of his mind is perfectly in balance with the mental forces of these peoples. Man has in him a very great center of forces, and this center of forces can easily give him a capacity over the species of outer space, and a power with which they must unite harmoniously or, if not, move away. The transmuted man is protected by very advanced species that follow him in his evolution, but who can only communicate with him when the time will be right. And communication with the man of the Earth will be done within a group of men from different nations and having telepathic contact with the planes of pure consciousness. Extraterrestrial beings, who are only condescending to man, must one day recognize that man is in power on his planet. And that this power is universal insofar as it is allowed by the forces of light. The extraterrestrial species that now work on planet Earth are species that must eventually recognize the mental power of man. But this man is not yet born. He is in the process of evolution. He is in the process of preparation. But one day, certainly one day, he will be born. Humanity will be extremely affected by its contact with the extraterrestrial species. And men, many men, not being prepared for this experience, will take these beings for gods. This fatal error will force these individuals to substitute what they will have of human consciousness for a totally erroneous perception of any link with beings who have for him only a contempt equal to the height of their scientific development. That is why man today must now know the psychological conditions of his resistance to any influence from these worlds, of which he has no idea and of which he has no knowingness. I understand the interest in the world, in some circles, of the UFO phenomenon. But I must also make man understand that the UFO phenomenon is a phenomenon that totally exceeds his understanding of the laws of matter. And in addition, the spirit, the mind that evolves behind this phenomenon, is so much more in correspondence with the reality external to human reality that man must protect himself from any form of inversion of the psychological reality of these entities or species. It is no longer a question of mankind, especially today, to go researching for phenomenons that, for him, remain mysterious. It is a question for man to fully understand his place in the cosmos and to realize that he possesses within himself a power, a center of energies that he must use, eventually, in any confrontation with these external species. The phenomenon of the Bermuda Triangle and other places on the planet sends a very clear signal to those who want to see that something is in motion, that something is moving on our planet. To consider these phenomena as being of paramount importance, aimed at correcting the evolution of man, is another thing, that man be corrected in his evolution, accelerated if you will, in his evolution. This is normal, that his evolution be upset. This is normal, but to believe that these species will help the evolution of humanity is a fatal error, which comes from the fact that man has no contact himself with the plans of universal intelligences from which he can draw at will the necessary knowledge in order to be able at the right time to counter these harmful influences. The extraterrestrial species that have helped man's evolution in the past will come back again to help man. But many species have come and visited the planet in the past, and these species have returned home because they knew that man was unable to communicate with them and to consider them on a natural evolutionary level. Man, for this reason, could never be in permanent contact with these species, and it was good that way. On the other hand, the species that have helped man in his evolution, in his ancient science, and which must return once again to communicate with those who are ready, will allow man to recover scientifically in an extremely short period of time. And this new science that will be brought to man will allow him to penetrate into planetary spaces, and to discover in his experiences the true reality of which he is now only seeing an external aspect. It is useless for scientists to waste time trying to understand the UFO phenomenon, because this phenomenon involves technological keys that have not yet been given to us. When man will encounter the species that are supposed to help him in his technical evolution, these keys will be given to him, and the vibratory adjustment of his mind will be made such that his brain can function electrically, so as not to cause him any damage. People tend to see things from their own point of view, and that is natural. But they must also understand that the universe is infinite, that the spirit is infinite, and that the power of the spirit over matter is very great. They must also be able to understand that today's scientific theories are theories that have their limits. And that one day these theories will be put aside to give way to a totally new level of understanding and science. When the UFO phenomenon manifests itself to you through newspapers, radio, books, become aware of the phenomenon, learn about the manifested aspects of its presence, but do not become emotionally or intellectually attached to this phenomenon. Think of it as a phenomenon that must take place, because in the cosmos many species are interested in the evolution of the Earth. But also realize that not all those who evolve in the outer cosmos are necessarily friends of man. In this way, you will develop a kind of wisdom that will one day be able to do you a great service. Man is not used to understanding beyond what he knows. And it will become more and more necessary for men to understand beyond what they know from experience. And there is only one way for man to experience things that are not his natural domain. And that is to be in inner contact with the intelligences of light that guide us, and that help us to understand the veiled aspects of evolution. Any man who has this consciousness within him cannot make a mistake. And on this awareness, he will build the foundation of his future understanding and will be able to move forward with certainty towards the times that, in a few years, will become more and more troubling for the human spirit. Human intelligence is eager to know certain things, that's normal. But man must also use his other intelligence. And it is only from this intelligence that he can easily understand the complex problems of evolution and guard against the abuses that species that have no love for him can impose on him. Man can no longer afford to see these things, these important phenomena, from a human point of view. He must look at these things from a totally pre-personal point of view, from a totally supramental point of view, such that, over time, he can face these events without being rushed, without being betrayed by the vision he had of their reality. Although men have evolved over centuries and reached a level of science interesting enough to allow them to live a pleasant life, they have remained with fundamentally primitive feelings and emotions. And these emotions can only harm them in any contemplation of a new experience of which they have no idea the magnitude and the deep secret. It is only by its own means that man can and should dominate the situation of extraterrestrial incursions into its atmosphere. And few people, given the world's population, will be able to act. But the message must be made and must be heard. Those who have ears to hear will hear the message and apply in their lives the necessary measures so that in the future, when these things happen, and they will happen very quickly, these men can remember that already they had been warned of what is happening in their lives. Man must no longer wait, man must look precisely where the possible danger will be manifested. Man must know the reference points necessary for all eventualities. Man must be able to know for himself whether he is enlightened by the forces of light, or whether he relies only on his intelligence, to cast a dark light on facts that explode from the power of their reality. Notice this, man is ready for any eventuality, for any encounter with the cosmos. But he is ready insofar as he knows where he stands himself towards this eventuality. Without this preparation, man is helpless, and his mind is shaken to its foundations. And when the spirit of man is shaken in its foundations, so is his civilization and all that surrounds him. Before these great events manifest themselves on the planet, all the necessary knowledge will have been given to man. But this knowledge will not come from man, and that is why those who have the sensitivity, the intuition, will be the first to equip themselves with these new tools to ward off the psychological and spiritual dangers that will one day fall upon humanity. Man is at a crossroads of his life must change, everything in his life must be reborn. But man never sees anything until the end. And when the end comes, it's always too late. Look at history. Look at Atlantis. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Look at the ancient civilizations that had been warned, but whose populations could not listen to these warnings. It is not a question of man start fearing, it is not a question of man taking all these things seriously, and conceiving a horrific picture of them. It is simply a question of man knowing and trying, with time, by himself, to summon in him the same sensitivity that exists among those who have the power of the verb. Man is so used to living a life on a planet, peacefully, in the sense that this life is not affected by events that come from the outside, that he has difficulty understanding and believing that such things could exist. And it is precisely for this reason that there have always been, throughout history, men who have invited people to understand a little something that went beyond the limits of their spirit. If man were to rely on his intelligence, which is already measured by the limit of his earthly experience, it is obvious that man could never know in advance what must happen. But we have, even in our daily lives, men who can give other beings information dealing with the future. However, if there are many of these beings throughout the world who can give man information about the future and about their personal lives, it is obvious that there may also be beings throughout the world who can give man information, but of a more general nature, of the nature of avoiding tension on a global scale, such that to make people aware of what must happen in the near future. It is not in the calendar of these events that man must look at, but in the understanding of these events within the extrasensory data transmitted to him. If man looks with a balanced intelligence, a cold look, these data can be useful to him. If he puts them aside, then he will be alone with his intelligence and his blind spirit to experience these events without being able to understand or have a reasonable notion of them. In the coming years, much information will be given to man, but given the nature of these information, it will be disseminated to the public by means that aim to inform the individual, not the mass. The reason is very simple. It is that the mass, because of the nature of its gregarious consciousness. Because of the impossibility of making it understand without creating panic, does not have the power to listen and hear. It only has the power to react. And you must never react. We must listen and slowly absorb what is new and what is not in the normal domain of human experience. So far. Understand this well, when a man comes to you, he explains to you that he has had contact with beings from outer space. You must, with all that is most sensitive in you so that you are able to listen to what is said, not deny it, but on the other hand, not believe it. For it is not the experience of this man that will have to be questioned, but rather the nature of the motivation behind this man's experience. And in all cases, man himself will only be able to understand the profound reasons for his experience in relation to these beings if he himself has contact with the supramental consciousness in him. Just because species from outer space come to the planet and use a man to share certain knowledge on a human level, does not mean that man must totally swallow that knowledge. Until you know for yourself, why? For what reason? And how this information has been conveyed. You are submitting yourself one way or the other, to information which you have no power of verification. And if you can't verify for yourself the information that comes to you from these areas, know one thing, that only you will lose. The UFO phenomenon is no longer simply an extraterrestrial phenomenon, it has become and will become a psychological phenomenon. And from the psychological phenomenon, it will become a social phenomenon. And of the social phenomenon, it will become the foundation for the global overthrow of an entire civilization. Hence, you, as an individual, as a man, must be on your guard and realize once and for all that not everything that comes from outer space is necessarily good for humanity. Man can no longer put all his eggs in the same basket. Man must keep at least one of them. And this egg that he must keep is his personal consciousness from which he can draw the information necessary for the orientation and evolution of his existence. The extraterrestrial phenomenon is extraordinarily important, and this phenomenon will become more and more important for man as the years go by. For you, as an individual, this phenomenon will become more and more real. In other words, you will agree, over time, on its reality. It is not through the intellect that you will understand the subtleties of this event and the enormous dangers that follow behind it. Extraterrestrials are individuals who already have access to a majority of the galaxy's scientific secrets. Depending on their level of evolution and their ability to discover the energy fields in the galaxy necessary to discover larger and more extensive knowledge. It is through their power of managing cosmic energy that they can decipher the universe's great secrets at will. Hence, these powers have been assigned to them for many years and for long periods of time. And they have no interest in seeing the work they have done contaminated, affected, by a being as primitive as man. Their interest in humanity is an interest that must serve them 100%. If men, because of their situation, are not able to understand that these beings are powerful and that their hearts are not where their spirit are, then man must, through his own experience, realize the madness of all previous civilizations, that of not understanding and not remaining informed. It is not that man wants to know or be informed about the Bermuda Triangle and these other places, or the UFO phenomenon. That is important. It is the psychological attitude he must have when one day these phenomena will become present on a global scale. When all the nations of the globe, when all the men of the earth will witness this vast event, it is at that time that men will have to understand what has been given to them as instruction.